This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com.
Recently, I read in Vox that a sex doll brothel has opened up in Toronto. I guess there are these businesses where you purchase time alone with one of those like high-tech sex dolls, kind of like in that movie Lars and the Real Girl.
Yes.
And like I'm less interested in the more salacious aspects of the brothel, as like I am interested in the fact that like, man, automation is like posing a problem for like all industries, isn't it? Holy jeez.
Well, yeah, so one way to view this, I've often, you know, I tend to make fun of like applied microeconomics mm-hmm. when it's applied to matters of human intimacy, but I think there's a logic to it that in some ways you can see gender relations, whether in, you know, normatively approved ways of, you know, marriage and all that sort of thing, or, you know, less approved forms and prostitution through the lens of Bommel's disease, where, you know, at some level, these things are services we provide to each other. Mm-hmm. And as you have substitution between sectors, you'll see the price of, you know, services go up in order to compete with other sectors. And that should, you know, drive the price up, reduce the quantity of the services demanded, and increase the reliance on technological substitutes.
Well, that sounds a lot like the argument that, like, the internet is making sex cheap.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is and it isn't, right? So if you go back to that, I mean, the internet is making porn cheap.
Right.
So the internet is making masturbation cheap. It's not really making sex cheap. You know, this idea that everyone's constantly hooking up because they're on Tinder. One of the things that the sex recession piece that Leslie mentioned a minute ago talks about is that Tinder seems to be mostly a matter of window shopping. Mm-hmm. That people are constantly looking at each other's pictures, but nobody ever has sex through it. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of just looking at pictures of people. And it was some absurdly small, I think something like 1% of all swipes result in a message.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't know if those messages even turn into dates and sex, but you know, for the most part, people just looking at pictures of each other.
It was just an awesome like PR plan for like a tech startup, basically. This whole view that all this promiscuity is.
I don't think they necessarily expected that nobody would ever have dates through it. You know, we keep talking about it and we don't have time to read the whole article, but I think we can read a tweet that Drill put out last night that actually summarizes the article in, you know, about 20 words instead of 14,000, which is listening to the updated version of the Baby It's Cold Outside song where the guy's trying to convince the woman to leave so he can jack off. And that Drill tweet right there basically summarizes the entire Atlantic piece on the sex recession. This idea that, you know, the relationship between the sexes is broken down, especially among younger people. And
because of
a variety of reasons, right? But it's fundamentally people just consider it less work to masturbate than it is to form human relationships and engage in, you know, actual corporeal human sexuality.
Well, there was a very interesting bit of this Vox article where they talked with sex workers. And what I found very interesting was like their description of this competitive pressure. How they dealt with it sounds a lot like how Benjamin Shostakovsky was talking about how people adapt to like automation in the workforce. Like, I think it was Benjamin, but people just find things to do that computers don't do well. And so there were sex workers who were saying, listen, I don't feel threatened because most of my work is ultimately emotion work. I'm like generating the impression of intimacy.
In that way, I think that this piece can be linked to like, you know, sort of like, you know, the increased rate of automation that we're seeing across sectors, like, and within sectors, across job descriptions. And one of the things that that people seem to be, you know, all agreeing on is that, well, you know, there are certain types of jobs that actually, at least at this point, will never be automated. Things that do require this sort of emotional work, for example, you know, things that require, like, you know, I guess certain types of very, very sophisticated decision-making processes, right? So in that way, I think I think this actually dovetails really nicely into this sort of these themes of increased automation. But I think it's also something in and of itself, right? That's less about automation and more about whether or not human beings are losing the capacity, right, to form complex relationships with each other.
To stick with the sex work thing for a little bit, you know, there's lots of different types of sex work. And some of them are primarily emotional work, and some of them are primarily rather expedited sex acts. And, you know, you know, the prices for these vary enormously. The amount of time that it takes varies enormously. To first approximation, the more emotional ones are more expensive and take a lot more time. You know, this is, and I don't think traditional human sex workers are going to be able to compete with the technologically, you know, first of all, the availability of pornography and eventually the availability of sex bots and that sort of thing equally, right? So it may be very well be the case that people who are interested in some type of girlfriend experience will still go to an actual human sex worker. But the people who just want to have a quick orgasm without, you know, a big story behind it, you know, for them, pornography and sex robots are going to be more appealing, and sex workers won't really be able to compete with that. And arguably that's a good thing, right? Because, you know, I'm not a huge fan of sex work in general or pornography in general, but it's like, if I had to choose between people giving hand jobs for $25 that last 15 minutes or somebody going and watching pornography or pulling a robot out from under the bed, you know, maybe that is the kind of job that should be automated away. And let me draw a non-salacious metaphor.
Okay.
We have a lot of people working in banks. When you and I, when all of us were growing up, maybe Ji-young's too young for this, but when most of us were growing up, you had to go to the bank and write a check out to cash to get, you know, $200. Now none of us does that. We just go to the ATM and the ATM does it. So those jobs were automated. Now there's still a lot of people working in banks, arguably more than there were before the invention of the ATM, but they're doing higher skilled work. So, you know, the nature of being a bank employee has been transformed by the ATM. It's not enough to just say, oh, look, there's still a lot of people working in banks. What we get out of banks is different from what we got out of banks in the early 1980s because of the ATM.
Right.
And I think the same thing's going to be true of, you know, how pornography is going to reshape sex work. Although I think we should also keep in mind that sex work is fairly marginal in the United States. It's not like a lot of traditional cultures where most men have had a sexual experience with a prostitute. In the United States, something like 3% of all American men have ever visited a sex worker. So this is pretty marginal.
Well, I mean, so this reminds me of like two things. So first, you know, we've had this like recurrence of discussions about incels, right? Number one, this one could say this actually might be a cure for what ails the incels, right? But at the same time, I think not, right? Because if it was really just about like the physicality of it, right? Incels wouldn't have anything to be angry about, would they? Right?
Well, you know, there's an interesting part of this Vox story where the proprietors of the sex doll brothel were, and sex workers themselves were, concerned about clients wanting to damage or harm the dolls. In addition to being that they're harming assets, it's also they were worried that like people would just practice this behavior that they would eventually use against a human being, you know, on the idea that like these are sort of, these aren't really sexually, a lot of violent acts aren't really sexually motivated, but are more
That's sad. Like, that just totally creeped me out.
Yeah, it's gross. Well, you know what else I was thinking about is, you know the movie Her, where the dude falls in love with, like, an AI? Like, that's also not inconceivable for it to happen. And is there a possibility that, like, humans are just going to stop mating? Or it's going to become a problem at some point?
You know what I mean? It was like, you could be with someone else, right? Whether it's playing bingo or having sex or just cuddling, right? And I think that there seems to be something that's kind of lost, I think, to us as maybe not just a society, but like, I don't know, as a species, right? If we move away from this kind of, like, I guess, need to be with others.
So my main question is, I really want to see the bingo games you've been to. They sound much more exciting than anyone I've ever seen.
I've been to some great bingo games, but they're usually with like 5-year-olds.
So this sex doll brothel was supposed to be opening up close to where I live.
That's convenient. The realtors will be including that in the listing. Walkable
proximity, exactly. But it got shut down. So a week before it was supposed to open up, it got shut down. And I think that one of the things that I read or I heard somewhere was that maybe the owner of the place that didn't get off the ground was saying that he was hoping that this would be, as you all were mentioning, a sort of cure for like the lonely guy who becomes sexually violent, and that people would get out that kind of aggression on these dolls without damaging them, hopefully. But yeah, it's a very strange thing. And I think that, you know, if you look at psychologists, they talk about how like there's not really good evidence that expressing aggression is a way to kind of get it out. It's actually something that contributes to more violence. So,
and who wants those people walking around your neighborhood, a bunch of aggressive people? Like, but also, like, did you guys see that Black Mirror episode? Oh, I forget what season, where the dude created like a Star Trek world, and he basically he made AI copies of people and like enslaved them. And like, there's going to be a point, I guess, where AI gets to the point where we're going to have to ask, like, are we enslaving these, you know, beings that we're creating? Like, what a moral morass this whole thing is.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.